Welcome back to the table, everyone. We are diving straight into Chapter 72 of Dungeons & Drams, titled Some Assembly Required.
Then let me tell you, that title is literal. We are talking nuts, bolts, magic lanterns, and the D&D equivalent of Grand Theft Auto, but with a robot.
Exactly. This chapter is essentially split into two massive sequences. You've got the frenetic, chaotic battlefield with the main party, and then you've got Tuki Saltpetar's solo engineering project in a ruined plaza.
I vote we start with Tuki, because honestly, the audacity of this gnome. He's separated from the group, his friends are fighting for their lives, and he stops to play with toys.
It's not just toys. He finds a headless iron golem wandering around blindly, a 15-foot-tall war machine just waiting for a pilot. You don't walk past that.
No, you don't. But this part actually hit me in the feels a little bit, because to fix this new giant, he has to salvage parts from the old one.
The original Shield Guardian.
Right. He whispers Johnny Five is alive and disconnects the amulet. He essentially pulls the plug on his old buddy to upgrade to the new model.
It is a total Ship of Theseus moment. If you take the brain and eyes out of the small robot and put them in a giant poison-breathing Iron Hulk, is it still the same robot?
Tuki seems to think so, although the aesthetics leave something to be desired. He rips a street lamp off a post and jams it onto the next stump. That's some junkyard chic right there.
It works, though. After a terrifying moment where he almost gets bucked off like a rodeo clown, the connection snaps into place. New Johnny Five is online. Taller, stronger, and now features a literal lantern for a head.
Just in time, too, because while Tuki is playing Frankenstein, the rest of the party is having a really, really bad day back at the Tower of Divination.
Oh, it's a disaster. You've got Nothics, including those terrifying preeminent ones with the psychic shrieks, fighting Avarice's soldiers who are fighting the party.
It's a three-way brawl, and Avarice is pulling out all the stops. There are three of her standing there, and they all start casting an ice storm together.
This is the moment of the match for me, Doug, the sorcerer.
Doug comes in clutch. He sees that massive spell charging up, something that could wipe the board, and he shouts, "Oh, no, you don't!"
Counterspell. It's the unsexiest spell in the game until it saves your life. He shatters the storm before it can even form. If that lands, the recap is a lot shorter because everyone is dead.
Huge save. But then, things get weird. The spell fails, and one Avarice just vanishes. Poof.
Illusions. Classic wizard nonsense.
So Hirax, being Hirax, decides to fact-check the other one with a cone of fire.
Which reveals that one is a bunch of feathers, a fake. But Delnes gets a tip-off from his magic hat, which, by the way, I love that the hat gives tactical advice.
Look at the fingers. The illusions are flawed.
So they realize the real Avarice is invisible and fleeing. The third Avarice on the ground isn't even Avarice. It's the last apprentice.
Not that it matters to Hirax. He hurls a pickaxe and, quote, brains the final apprentice. That is a brutal way to go. Just folded instantly.
But Avarice escapes, leaving her minions behind to clean up the mess. And the party is running on fumes. Downus does a big area of effect heal, but they are still outnumbered.
Enter Tuki Saltpetar.
Talk about a cinematic entrance, the ground shaking, the rhythmic thudding. He walks in with a 15-foot bodyguard and says, "Need a hand, boys?"
I love the synergy immediately. He spots a Nothic preeminent and orders Johnny Five to use poison breath.
And it is effective. The description is gnarly. The Nothic just dissolves. Stone gargoyles are immune to poison, but biological things, they don't stand a chance.
Tuki is having the time of his life. He's hiding in a sphere of darkness, taking sniper shots with his blunderbuss, while his robot is doing laser whip attacks.
The highlight for me was the stump. The golem smashes a monster and then does a dramatic three-point landing.
It's gratuitous. It's unnecessary. I love it.
With the heavy artillery on their side, the battle wraps up pretty quickly. Doug and Hirax finish off the knights. Delnes blends the rest with spirit guardians.
And Saloon, their drow ally, gives Tuki the nod of approval. Well done, Tuki.
So the plaza is clear. They regroup. But the chapter ends on a fantastic hook. They enter the tower, squeezing this giant robot into a planetarium room.
And they realize the show isn't over.
Nope. Upstairs, they hear spell casting. Two female voices.
Velnin versus Avarice. The wizard duel we've been waiting for. Avarice ran away from the party to go deal with her rival personally. Next chapter is going to be explosive.
I cannot wait to see if the lantern-headed Johnny Five can actually fit up the stairs to help. We'll find out next time.